Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Michael Dove, and today we're talking about a very important and a very exciting event. It is the Heart, Soul, and Vision Conference in Rockford, Illinois. I also have here today my guest on Dove Radio, Connie Messina, who is one of the presenters at this conference, the Heart, Soul, and Vision Conference. And I want to say hello to the people, Connie.
Hello, everyone, and hello, Michael. Nice to be with you.
Thank you. Yeah. This is very exciting because planning this conference for a long while now, and I've been putting it together, and it's been a very exciting process. This conference. Called the Heart, Soul, and Vision Conference in Rockford, Illinois, will be about presenting solutions and a vision of a workable, thriving, safe, successful future for our society and our world. Would you say that kind of
Yes. Well, this conference is unique in that we're bringing together spiritual skills, social skills, emotional skills. We're thinking out of the box, basically, to look at crises and tough problems facing our country today. And so I think people who come will find it's going to be very different from typical conferences that they go to where they're shuffled around between many presenters. We will stay together as a group and they'll get to see everybody. And it's a participatory conference as well. There's going to be a lot of interaction and discussion. And so it promises to be very interesting, and it's great for Rockford to have the presenters here that they're going to be, they don't often get to see. So I really want to get the message out that people should come to this.
Yes, I think that it's going to be very important for people to come to it because we're going to be really delving into like the issues and the things that seem to be kind of distressing people, not only in but you know. The country and the society in general, and so we
exactly.
So we've chosen presenters that are uniquely suited to speak to, and to bring answers to these issues, and these are individuals that we're quite proud of. Of course, myself and Connie Messina will be presenting, but Connie, would you like to tell us a little bit about who else is going to be here?
Okay, well, yes, we're very lucky and fortunate to have Michael Dove coming from San Diego to talk about the Heart of Change. And Gordon Winder is also coming from San Diego. He is a Marine Corps veteran and an adult learner. And he is the main person in our documentary. So he will be speaking on learning to read as an adult. And his presentation is very powerful because you hear from him what one's life is like when you have to live as an illiterate person most of your life. So I think a lot of people need to hear that. And then we will show the documentary and have a discussion of it and talk about why this is happening in our country and what we can do about it. And yeah. And then Pat Halverson, who is a personal growth coach here in Rockford, well-known in Rockford and very respected, is going to be talking. Her topic is Breakthrough the Way of Compassion, which is definitely an important thing to include. And then we have a musical guest. I taught for a year at the University of North Dakota and had Native American students and kept in touch with them. And so Snowy Pretends Eagle is the daughter of one of my former students, but she is now the national team champion Native American dancer. And so they are coming from Bismarck, North Dakota. So promises to be a very interesting day, fun, informative, and I think people will walk away changed.
Yes.
In their outlook and vision.
Yes, exactly. Because I as one of the presenters there, and I know that we chose the individuals particularly because they will be able to have this quality of bringing hope, like bringing answers and hope and being able to kind of address these issues. And in particular, what I like about what you are going to be doing is you will be addressing the issue of illiteracy on a level and in a way that I don't think people have ever really experienced before. So that in itself is just going to be extraordinary.
Yeah, you know, with the presidential election going on now, people are talking about problems in this country. But I haven't heard anyone talk about illiteracy among our adult population, which the National Institute for Literacy estimates to be 34 million Americans. And so when you see the drug problems and the prison populations, all of that can be related back to the problems of being unable to really master your life, unable to get a job, unable to work. And so we can really, I think with this conference, we can really get down to the root of problems order to move forward with some good solutions.
Exactly, because and the reason that I like that we're dealing with illiteracy because in the broader context of what this conference is about, we are really going to also drill down in the issue of disempowerment. People feeling despair as if they don't have a fundamental sense of agency in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about talking about heart, when we talk about the heart of change, the capacity to transform oneself, the capacity to grow, and what does it mean to grow and develop oneself from the inside out? That I think is very complementary to the issues of empowerment around literacy and such. And Mr. Gordon Winder is such an amazing example of someone who is able to do just that.
Yes.
You see,
And also I will be talking about emotional intelligence.
Exactly.
And what that is and why it's so important. And I'm so glad you're talking about the heart of change, because I see it in the schools every day. yep. still teaching, children who just go through the motions, and teachers who are just going through the motions of, you know, talking about topics and information, and not really affecting the heart of the children. And that's when they can remember what they learn and actually be transformed by what they learn, mm-hmm. is when it becomes personal and mm-hmm. emotional for them.
Exactly. And when they have that experience of success, a success in their being, that can transform
yes.
throughout their life and throughout their experience. And what I also like here is that what Pat Halverson is going to present, you know, Breakthrough, the Way of Compassion, this is, again, very complementary to the other truths and the other valuable things that we're going to be dealing with. That Breakthrough, the way of compassion, is a formation from within, and a way of engaging in the world. You know,
right. You know, everybody wants to move forward in their lives. They want to improve themselves, and but they just don't know how. And so there's a lot of frustration, and they're talking nationally about this anger that's in our country, and everybody's angry. Well,
yeah.
Well, what are they angry about? You know, I think it is a frustration of not being able to move forward in their lives and be happy.
Exactly, exactly.
And exactly. productive.
Yeah, precisely. And so when we kind of put our heads together and conceived of this conference, I think that the intent was to cultivate the answers, and more than the answers, but this what I call this inner sense of this inner technology, in terms of how you step forward, how you grow,
mm-hmm.
how you develop yourself, like from the inside out. And it's interesting that the title of your documentary, in the description of the issue of illiteracy, for instance, the title is From the Outside Looking In.
Yes.
As
yeah.
a description of the issue. But the answer from the inside, stepping, you know, one's internal state, stepping out, stepping forward, finding the essence of oneself and one's value, you know, and
exactly,
and
yeah,
bringing it outward, you know.
Well, you know, we had the national educational program called Leaving No Child Behind. The problem is a lot of people are feeling left behind, left out, you see, isolated. And so when we want people to transform themselves and move forward, they really need some help with that. And
yeah.
I think people will benefit from this conference, because it'll be an amazing experience,
yeah.
where people will be able to transform themselves. Yes, we have some wonderful presenters, and, you know, the key people at the conference will be those participants.
Exactly, exactly.
We'll be the guides, but the participants are really going to, you know, make it happen.
Exactly. We need to bring their
yes.
energy. Because it is really an expression of the gifts and the power and the vision of the people of Rockford and the people that
are right. People coming together and getting some new information that will, you know, trigger their creative side, and I think we're going to see some pretty amazing things happen.
Yes.
In that
yes.
one day. And it's a very wonderful lunch that's included, provided by the India House.
Yeah.
Which
yes.
means
yes.
there will be vegetarian, meat dishes, spicy, bland, whatever. Everybody's taste buds will be accommodated.
Yes, I've eaten at the India House and it is an amazingly wonderful place to eat.
Wonderful, yeah.
Food mm-hmm. and the vibrations there are just off the chart.
mm-hmm.
And
I want to say something about the venue where we're having it is the Unity Church of Rockford, which is a wonderful, don't let anyone be turned away or whatever because it's at a church. It's real. This is really a space for all kinds of thinking. It's a beautiful space, very comfortable, lots of windows, and I think just a beautiful place to have people come together and do this type of learning with each other.
Yes, yes.
So,
I'm mm-hmm. familiar with the Unity Unitarians as a group. They're so wonderful and open and diverse and inclusive. They're really an amazing
and very progressive. Yes,
people
yeah.
quite progressive. So it's kind of like the ideal place. They're the ideal hosts and grounds for this kind of conference, because this conference is really about the future. It's about progressing forward and creating and discovering the tools to be able to do so. You know, to creating the tools and cultivating the community to be able to do so as well. And
right.
So the location, the sanctuary of Unity of Rockford, the address is 4381 Manchester Drive. That's 4381 Manchester Drive, zip code 6-11-09. That's
correct.
4381 Manchester Drive.
Most people in Rockford will know that it's right near the corner of Harrison Avenue and South Alpine Road. That's the area. So very easy to get to. Lots of parking, and so it'll be very convenient for us.
Yes, yes. So let's make sure that we have all the basic information kind of out there. Okay, it's going to take place Saturday, March 12th, 2016.
Right.
Saturday,
mm-hmm.
March 12th, and we start, the official program starts at
9 a.m.,
registration, introductions, everything at 9 a.m. So get there a little bit early. Get there a little bit early. And then we commence with the speakers. I'll be speaking, and then we'll have the snowball dance. And
and that's going to be a big surprise. I'm not going to tell you what that is.
Okay, well, we'll just let that be a little teaser for the people. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, and then the musical performer. You're going to be speaking at 1:30.
You know, actually, a little earlier than that. Yeah.
Okay.
Gordon,
we'll
have Gordon and I. Pretty much, we kind of present together because what I talk about, he actually has lived, and so he will speak. I'll talk a little bit, and then we'll show the documentary, and that'll bring us up to lunch, and then after lunch, we'll have discussion.
Yes, yes, and so lunch, as I say, is buffet on the premise.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have this discussion about what we've learned.
Right.
The musical performer.
mm-hmm.
And then
Pat Halverson.
Yes.
Will really help us to integrate everything that we've learned.
Mm-hmm.
That day.
Yes. So.
So
really,
it's going to really be a journey. It's going to be a journey, and I think it'll be well worth your time to come. And as I said, I think we really need to include spiritual, practical, social strategies all together to help deal with the very tough circumstances we find ourselves in today.
Yes.
So we have it all in this conference.
Yes, you will come away from this conference empowered, and you'll have a good sense of what your next step is. That's our intent. That is where we're going with this. That you will know how to proceed. And let's see. If we also have a GoFundMe campaign.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Very important.
If you go to the website, the Heart, Soul, and Vision page on the website, you'll find a link there that says GoFundMe page, GoFundMe, and all you have to do is click it, and it'll take you right to the page where you can make a donation. Okay.
And this is really important because there are some people who really would like to come and just can't afford it in their budget at this time. So you could actually sponsor someone,
exactly.
You know, or just anyone
exactly.
to come. And you would also help us with our presenters in their travel arrangements.
Yeah.
So that is what that's for.
Exactly, exactly. So this is very important. And the idea is that we want to give a chance for the entire community to support it so that everybody has a sense of ownership and investment in our own development and the care of our community and our futures. So all of this is very, very critical. So it's a wonderful opportunity. To have this amazing experience of self-empowerment.
And that's why I hope that people listening to the show, you'll have the link, that you will share it around with your friends.
Yeah.
So that we can get as many people as possible to hear about it and hopefully attend. And I just want to say that the first step of finding the web page is to go to michaeldove.net and then up will pop the link for the Heart, Soul, and Vision Conference.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
And Michael, because that can be spelled different ways, is spelled michaeldove.net, michaeldove.net. And then go to the conference webpage, and you'll see pictures and read a little bit more about what our presentations are on. And I think that you will be as excited as we are when you see it.
Exactly, exactly. And we'll talk a little bit about the cost of the conference as well. $79 per person.
Mm-hmm. Which includes the buffet.
Which includes the buffet. It's an all-day event, so there's full access to all of the different presenters. This is a very, very good deal because with most of our presenters, just to spend time with them costs a lot more.
Yes, yes. And I think, you know, having our websites, our emails, we plan to stay in touch with people. We're hoping to do more events, and so there will be an opportunity for mentoring, whatever it is that people want, you just have to ask, and we'll work it out.
Exactly.
It's well worth the fee. Yeah.
Exactly, because the individuals that you will have become in contact with will be truly life changing people that can be very, very consequential to your growth and development. So we're very.
And I think I'd like to end on that note in that I know all of these presenters, and I can tell you they are experienced professional presenters and have had rave reviews wherever they go and wherever they speak. They are pretty special people. So I'm very pleased and happy that they're coming to Rockford and that we can provide this for our city that's so desperately wanting to change and improve our image. And I think this could be the first step.
Yes. Yes. Very, very well said. And so let's see, did we cover everything?
I think we did.
Yeah, everybody excited and fired up to be there.
Well, and if anybody does have a question, they can email me at Connie@ConnieMessina.com. That is my email address, just Connie@ConnieMessina, one word, .com. And I'll be happy to get back to you. And okay. That information is on our webpage, too.
Yeah, it's all on the webpage.
It's all right there.
And the other thing is that you can pay for the conference and pre-register and pay simply by going to the webpage and clicking on the PayPal button. There's a PayPal button right there so that it makes the whole process very, very easy and convenient.
You made it very easy, and I'm going to say I would recommend registering as soon as you can because the seating is limited, and we don't want anybody to be left out. So
Exactly.
We look forward to seeing you, and give us a call if you have any questions.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
So you have heard it here first, folks. Please go out and tell all your friends, and also keep listening to Dove Radio because the most exciting changes on the planet are happening here. Thank you. Bye-bye, all.